Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of harvest! Wizards of weed! Cotton conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
Well, things have been busy in D.C. for our Oklahoma congressmen and congresswomen. I had the opportunity to catch up with Congressman Josh Brkeen to talk about his legislative highlights from this past year in office and more.
Not been easy. It's been quite a ride this last year, but proud to be with, 30 or 40 of those members that we sit in rooms and we talk about, what can we do to get to something that it is a win for everybody that's a Republican, but at the same time, something we know is not going to violate conservative principles. And, our country's hurting, our debt and our borders. And I think it's just people are tired of campaign rhetoric, people that, are campaign conservatives. And then when they get to D.C., it's like milquetoast. People want to see the House taken over by Republicans use every bit of the leverage they've been granted.
Brkeen said he's on the budget committee, and they're looking forward to putting together a budget that's solid and will balance within 10 years.
What's happened with our budget? I'm on the budget committee, and I'm disappointed in the final numbers that we ended up with. But we're now starting the process of looking ahead for next year. And so with Chairman Arrington, we've started the process. We're going to start a process early of setting what's called the top line number and setting a budget that for so often when the budget committee has met and put that top line number out there, appropriators have discarded that. And I am grateful that Speaker Johnson is indicating to Chairman Arrington that he really wants to see the budget committee be honored through the appropriations process. Time will tell. But those of us on the budget committee are excited about putting forth a budget that's solid. And we did last year, and it was a budget that can balance.
To hear my complete conversation with Congressman Josh Brkeen, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, farmer sentiment took a downturn at the start of 2024 as the January Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index fell to a reading of 106, which is about 8 points below a month earlier. Compared to year-end, producers had more of a negative outlook of their farm's current situation, along with the weakened outlook for the future. The current condition index fell 9 points, and the future expectations index dropped 7 points, both compared to December. Anticipated lower farm income in 2024 significantly influenced the decline across all indices, evident in the Farm Financial Performance Index registering 85. That's 12 points lower than we saw a month earlier. The percentage of producers expecting weaker financial performance also rose from 20% in December to 31% in January, while those expecting incomes to be about the same fell from 63% to 53%. Combination of high input cost and declining commodity prices generated a weaker financial performance outlook for 2024, according to those survey results. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.